The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Here we are just outside of San Diego Comic-Con at... I forget what this is called. I keep thinking of it as Sugar, but you know what? Let's really think of it as the Quick Stop.
Yeah, it is the Sugar Factory at Theatre Box, but yes, we have today made it into the Quick Stop.
So I heard an amazing story about this particular Quick Stop on the way out the door, and so we wrangled someone to come talk to us. So we have Claire from Legion M, like one of the amazing people with Legion M. We're loving your movies. He's one of the shareholders, and one of our other co-hosts is a shareholder, but I have too many damn kids, so... Claire, tell us a little bit about the Quick Stop.
Okay, so this is the actual set that was created in New Orleans for the reboot movie. So it was constructed in March in New Orleans, and then it was taken apart and stored, and we have shipped it all the way over here. And the actual crew that put it together in New Orleans put it together against this wall. So this is actually as it is. So when you see the movie, Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, in October... this is exactly what you will see.
It's so awesome. So tell me a little bit about some of the activities around like Jay and Silent Bob Reboot that you guys are doing with Legion M here at the theater.
Well, here at the theater, we have various merchandising. We have kind of giveaways and things in there with Jay and Silent Bob. But we have done screenings. So we had Jason Mewes' directorial debut, Madness in the Method, which was yesterday. And Kevin and Jason will be coming on Saturday as well for a Think Geek sponsored screening of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. And then the big one is today, which is 6 o'clock. We have got Jason and Kevin having their handprints put in cement in the theatre lobby here. So that's going to be a really cool event.
That's super awesome. And tell us a little bit about the connection between Theatre Box and the Chinese Theatre in Hollywood.
It's the same owner, so it's a part of the same family. So the idea is to continue the idea of handprints down here using sort of famous characters as well as just celebrities and continue the tradition that they started in Hollywood since 1927 and have it going down here.
It's awesome, too, that you're like paying homage to like basically one of the progenitors of like nerd culture in today's era with San Diego Comic-Con happening at the same time. That was a very loud UPS truck. what has the excitement level been like for having Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes here this weekend?
Yeah, very excited. I mean, he is the king of Comic-Con. I mean, it's just like him and Stan Lee between them were just kind of, you know, with the gods of the place. After Stan sadly passed, you know, Kevin is the king of all, I think. And he's so good with everybody. He's so, you know, this is his world. He so connects with the fans and the fans connect with him. And he's always brilliant with his public. And it's great to have a chance to kind of do things like this and have the public take part in as well. It's fantastic.
It's awesome. So for our, like, watchers and listeners, can you tell everybody how to get a hold of Legion M so that you can, like, get involved with doing the shareholding and basically raising money for the amazing projects that you guys are putting
Absolutely.
Out?
Absolutely. So we have a round open at the moment for investment, and it's simply go to legionm.com.
Awesome.
And all the information is there. So, and it's exciting. There's lots of events we do throughout the year. We do obviously multiple films, events. We have lounge at Sundance, premieres. And, you know, we give access to all our investors to things that people would not normally have access to. So it's a fun ride. It's hopefully a good investment, but it's a fun ride along the way.
It's been amazing. I know Mandy was probably my favorite movie that you guys have come out with. Absolutely.
That film was something. I remember when we first saw it, everyone was like, wow, that's quite a film. But instantly you can tell it's going to be a cult hit.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it's a very polarizing type. It's a very different film. It's not for everybody. There's no question. But it was a huge hit for us because we made a big difference by getting the Legion out to support it. And yeah, it was a great film to be involved with.
100% a film made for people like me.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a filmmaker's film. No question. And then straight to Reboot. So very different types of styles
right
there. We also have the Alien documentary Memory, which is coming out in the beginning of October. So we're actually screening that tonight for the first time.
Oh, wow.
So it's both the 40th anniversary of Alien, obviously, this year, and it's a documentary on, an in-depth documentary on how it was made.
And then before I let you go, can you tell me a little bit about Chronicon?
Chronicon. So... as you can see very briefly in the trailer that released yesterday, there's a decent chunk of the Jay and Silent Bob Reboot movie, which is set in a convention. And the convention is called Chronicon. And so this lanyard here, it's got Legion M on one side and Chronicon on the other, are actually screen-used ones. So Legion M actually produced these for the film. And this is one of them here. In the film, it has obviously a different thing at the bottom. But it is Bluntman and Chronic's Chronicon. So it's pretty funny.
Sounds like my kind of convention as well. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And, man, best of luck with the amazing things that Legion M is doing.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.